The number of active cases of COVID-19 continues to climb in the KMMO listening area. According to the Lafayette County Health Department, as of yesterday, there are 77 active cases in the county. The positivity rate for tests is 12.5%. 7 persons are hospitalized. In all, there have been 2,906 positive cases, up 211 in July, and 60 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. The Saline County Health Department says there are currently 60-plus active cases of COVID-19 under the age of 50 in the county. That includes 48 persons who are unvaccinated, 2 have received the first dose only, and 10 persons who are vaccinated. 5 persons currently are hospitalized. More than a third of all Pettis County residents have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. According to Pettis County Health Center officials, Pettis County has now vaccinated approximately 34% of the population with at least one dose. According to the state's website, 14,395 Pettis County residents have received one dose, and 12,452 are considered fully vaccinated, which is approximately 29.4% of the population. However, during the meeting of the Pettis County COVID-19 Task Force this week, health officials said Pettis County is falling behind the state rate of 47.2% with at least one dose, and 40.8% are fully vaccinated. You can read more of the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. The CDC has updated information regarding the COVID-19 pandemic and the Delta variant. According to a release from the Pettis County Health Center, Pettis County is in a high transmission, low vaccination area. The CDC says there are 5 things residents need to know about COVID-19 and the Delta variant. The CDC says getting vaccinated prevents severe illness, hospitalizations, and death. It also helps reduce the spread of the virus in communities. Data shows Delta is different than past versions of the virus. It is much more contagious. In areas with substantial and high transmission, the CDC recommends that everyone, including fully vaccinated individuals, wear a mask in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of Delta and protect others. The CDC recommends that community leaders encourage vaccination and masking to prevent further outbreaks in areas of substantial and high transmission, and the CDC recommends universal indoor masking for all teachers, staff, students, and all visitors to K-12 schools regardless of vaccination status. Children should return to full-time in-person learning in the fall with layered prevention strategies in place. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.